Welcome to The Marriage Fix, where Christian married couples allow God to repair their union. I'm James.
And I'm Katrina.
Coming to the tool shed. We come to you every week with podcasts on how to build a kingdom marriage. So tune in with your spouse and let them know that your union is about to be leveled up.
Here at The Marriage Fix, our goal is to shed some light on what really goes down in marriage.
That's right.
You'll hear our story, the good, the bad, and the light at the end of the tunnel. You'll hear how we overcame our struggles and how you and your spouse can thrive in marriage again. Yes, it is possible.
It is possible.
Right, babe? You're already encouraged because you're listening to our podcast.
That's right.
We want to inspire and empower healthy married couples out there to stay in their union. Remember the covenant you made with God, and we're rooting for you every step of the way.
That's right. And here's the deal. We are Christian followers. We believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, His living word, and the Holy Bible. Restoring marriages is our ministry, and you'll be hearing the word of God every single podcast. That's right. Every single podcast.
That's right.
Every single podcast, you will hear the word of God here at The Marriage Fix. I am James.
And I'm Katrina.
Yeah, and we are The Marriage Fix, and we appreciate you tuning in for our 7th episode on season 1 here at The Marriage Fix. If you have not subscribed yet, do so now. We have tons of room here at The Marriage Fix Tool Shed, where we give tools to take back to your marriage and relationship to fix the things in your life with the word of God. So, yeah, so we are back at it again, babe. So how, what do you think about our topic this week?
I'm excited for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's go ahead and tell them the topic. If they haven't seen it already through the thumbnail, is my marriage worldly or God or holy? Mm. Is my marriage worldly or holy?
I like that.
So why do you think we would come up with a topic like that, honey?
Because people need to know the difference.
Ooh.
And you know, the thing is, it's like we all do. I mean, everyone needs a refresher course, even kingdom marriages out there, kingdom couples. You always use a refresher course. Again, there's strength in a multitude of counsel. And we're just out there to be you all's multitude of wise counsel. The good Lord willing. And trust us, Lord, we have our own. Trust
Absolutely.
Us, you all. We definitely have our own.
Absolutely. And before we get into the podcast, as you all know, we start off with prayer. So if you are listening, we go into prayer. So bow your heads. So, Heavenly Father, thank you for your mighty word. Thank you for guiding us this far and giving us your grace. Even now, Lord, you know the purpose for which we have come. Lord, your word says that where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst of them. Fill us with the anointing and power so that those who have ears to hear can hear. Let your Holy Spirit take full control of us and let him speak, not us. You know the needs of everyone listening to this podcast. We submit ourselves to you so that you can use us in whichever way you want to. We glorify only you, Lord, and let no weapon formed against us prosper. And we take victory in your mighty name. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, honey.
Absolutely. Yeah. So is my marriage worldly or holy? Yeah, babe. The difference in the two of these unions is that a worldly marriage, babe, the world is the foundation of it.
Right.
The world is the foundation of a worldly marriage. Where in a holy marriage, the word of God is the foundation.
Right.
In the marriage.
Mm.
And when we put this in perspective, it really depends on which one you have, how you deal with life, how you deal with your marriage, how you deal with your relationship, and also how it's built. How the marriage and relationship is built is going to be different depending on which union you're in, you know, the worldly marriage or the holy marriage. And so as we go into our podcast for the week, you know, we always take a scripture as our podcast points. And This one is Matthew 7:24-27. And the word says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And a great fall it was." So that was Matthew 7:24-27. And we also have Luke 6:47-49 here. "Whatsoever cometh to me, whosoever cometh to me, and heareth my sayings, and doeth them, I will shew you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house, and digged deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the floods arose, the streams beat vehemently upon that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built upon house upon the earth, again which the streams did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." Yeah, so
amen.
Those are two scriptures based upon building your house upon a rock or sand. And so what that means is that those are our options with how we build our house. And looking at scripture is talking about the word of God, allowing the word of God to be that rock, being built upon a solid rock, having a foundation, and doing his word. So when we look at that, we take that into marriage, we look at this in three different ways with, is your marriage worldly or godly? One is going to be being a builder, you know, we're in a house right now. And when someone builds a house, that house is built with blueprints. It's built with a plan. And if you don't really have a solid blueprint, you're not really going to build a solid house. So who we are as builders, are you a believer? Are you not a believer? Are you equally yoked, or are you not equally yoked, right? So that's being a builder. And what we find is when you of the world, you being a builder is going to be based off of the world. So it's worldly, you know what I mean, babe? Like, what can you think of when it comes to someone building a relationship, being a builder of the world?
A builder of the world in their relationships. Mm-hmm. So I would say building on worldly relationships while not praying together, things like not having a firm relationship with God, because those are the first two things, you know, especially when you get into a relationship, you need to make sure you put God first. I know we hear that all the time. We hear that all the time, put God first, but it's true. That's because it's true. We hear it all the time because there's wisdom in it and there's truth in it.
Being a builder is being an individual. You are a person. Yeah, when you are a builder, you are an individual. Like when you see all these homes growing up, going up in our area, there's different builders. And the builder is the one who's responsible for building this house up to code. And a lot of people have a blueprint in their mind of what kind of marriage they want or what kind of relationship they want. And they build it from what they have in their mind, you know. And then you also have couples who have built a home, but it hasn't been built up to code. And then they're wondering why their house is falling apart.
When you're a builder, make sure you have a firm relationship with the Lord. Make sure that you are not living in sin. And make sure that you all are praying together. Because those are the first things to make sure that you're building a firm foundation, that you're building, that you're being a builder of your relationship.
Right. Exactly. And you know, being a builder and building these relationships, you know, it also goes back to tools. What kind of tools do you have as a builder? Every builder have their tools and resources, and some have more than others. You know, some have more than others. So when you look at someone who's worldly and they have worldly tools, as we build this house, the marriage, it takes resources to build it. So what is the resources that a worldly marriage will relationship will use to build that?
Some worldly tools that I think a relationship could use to build. Worldly tools, I would say listening to indiscernible counsel from mm-hmm. friends and family. You know, sometimes our friends and family mean well, but if you're not equally yoked with your friends and family, what can that do for you in the spirit? You know, they could give you advice that's completely contrary to what the Lord wants you to do. But because they're not yield to Christ, you're taking advice from someone who isn't yield to Christ, and you're not yield to Christ yourself. Well, now you're being led astray.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Being led astray, also not having the right counsel around. You know, being subject to, of course, listen to friends, but also being subject to influence. Right. You know, the culture is so influenced by music and what they put in their ear, what they watch on TV. And if a couple is so into the world, that's what happens, is that it gets into their blueprint.
Right.
It gets into their blueprint to where now they're seeing someone else's blueprint, thinking that's accurate, and it's not. And they've put that in.
Right.
And now they're building something is being built on the same sand as what they saw, heard, or was told to do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So that's why I think, you know, we have to look at that when we start to look at what's the difference in a worldly and godly marriage. Again, it's how you move, how you make decisions. And, you know, what we find is marriage and relationships are challenging in its own right.
Right.
But depending on which union you have is whether you go through that storm or not. If you're able to weather that storm or not, which brings us to the third one, which is torrent. The torrent. And the torrent is a strong body of water, as a river, a stream. It's just a strong body of water that can do damage. And this represents things in our lives so far as couples. You know, what you deal with, storms that come against your marriage. Some of these storms are life in general, that just come with life. Mm-hmm. And then some that they just bring upon themselves.
Wow. Yeah, that's real. People don't really, it's not a reality people want to admit to, mm-hmm. but it's there.
Yeah, they bring it upon themselves through cheating, unfaithfulness, just different things like that, different things of the flesh that bring self-made storms upon themselves.
Right. Right. That's real, honey. So what do you think are some godly tools then? Or
the godly tools is going to be, of course, the word, because what happens is when couples start to go through the torrent and the torrent starts to hit their marriage or their relationship,
uh-huh.
they usually like to try to fix it themselves.
Right.
They try to fix it themselves instead of fixing it with the Lord.
Okay.
Allowing the Lord to come into, you know, the marriage relationship and the Holy Spirit to give guidance and things of such.
Wow. Okay. And, you know, I agree with you, honey. I also think wise, godly counsel can be another godly tool.
Absolutely.
For sure. Once again, there's strength in a multitude of counselors, you all. That's the word of God, and we stand by it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So again, you know, being a builder, kind of jumping back, being a builder, you know, in a godly, holy marriage, you are making sure that you are equally yoked.
Right.
You know, that way you have the same beliefs. A worldly marriage, that's really not a part of the equation. It's more about chemistry and vibes and what the person looks like, you know, what they can do for them. It's all, you know, it's self-serving, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that self-servingness kind of like blows up on the worldly unions, because we were kind of watching something today. We watch a lot of different programs that deal with marriage and things like that and courtship and stuff like that.
Right.
But the interesting thing was she was into a guy that really wasn't good for her.
And she knew
he wasn't good for her, but she was still allowing him to pursue her, right?
So
what happens is, in a worldly marriage, you're allowing other things to guide your discernment, guide your decision making, guiding who you're going to ultimately be with. And guys do such the same thing. If a woman is gorgeous, he'll deal with more stuff just because she's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It means more. He feels like she looks better on his arm than in his heart.
Ooh, mic drop.
Yeah. So a worldly marriage is more concerned with the superficialness of it. You know, even sexual, you know, the number one thing being someone being good in bed. Well, you're leading with that fleshliness, that worldliness. So again, you're blind. Someone is blinding themselves off from the spiritual nature of what that union should and can be, which ultimately allows that torrent to be more strong and potentially take their marriage and relationship out.
Right. Ooh, those torrents are no joke.
And they're going to come.
Wow.
They're going to come. And that's what a lot of couples really don't really look into, is that they never see the water rush.
Do you think there's any way for a couple to avoid the torrents altogether?
No.
Oh, wow.
It's the ability to be to weather that storm.
But why do you think it's unavoidable, in your opinion?
Because there's an enemy. The enemy said the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
Okay, that makes sense.
Comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And the body and the person already has a sinful nature. So you are automatically coming up against all that warfare.
Right.
So with all that, it creates storms.
Right.
And it creates storms in people's lives. So it's all in how you weather and deal with that. And the better builder you are, the better tools you have, allows the torrent to be manageable. As you see what the word said, it said that the floods came.
Right.
The rain descended, the winds blew and beat up on that house. But guess what? It fell not, for it was founded upon a rock.
That's right. Firm foundation.
Yeah. So that's pretty much how we can look at things and know if a marriage is worldly or if it's holy.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense, honey?
It does. It makes perfect sense. And it's quite deep. I love this topic.
Is there anything else you want to add to the podcast before we end it?
Just check your heart space, because from there, that's your primer for building the foundation. You and your spouse and your significant other can come together with a clean and contrite heart. then from there you can build on that rock. You can start building on that rock, and your union will not have the foundation of superficiality. It won't have that foundation of just physical attraction. Physical attraction is needed, yes, absolutely, but it should never, ever be a foundation.
Absolutely.
Because your look is going to change. Both of you all, as you get older, you know, as women have children, I mean, just life. I mean, you may change your hair color. A woman right. may change her hair color, you know. It's just, your look is going to change one way or another. I mean, you know, the guy may grow a mustache or a beard or may shave it off. I mean, just, you cannot go by just looks alone, because that may be a preference of y'all. It may not. So make sure that you are going on just basically checking your heart, keeping the Holy Spirit in your union, the center of it. And from there, you will start those tools for building a foundation. Did we have a list for our guest, honey?
Yeah, it actually brings us into the tool shed segment. Yeah, so this week's tool shed, the tools that we're going to give you to take back to your marriage is going to be, one, we want you to think about, what kind of builder are you? What kind of builder are you? And just do a introspective look at the kind of builder that you are, and what you are, kind of builder you are for your spouse, for your partner. The second one is, what tools did you guys use to build your marriage or your relationship?
Right.
You know, and lastly, three, look at how you deal with the torrents in your marriage and your life. And looking at those and going through what we talked about, is your marriage worldly or holy? How you maneuver through that tells you kind of where you're at with what marriage you have. And there is a hybrid. There is a sense of where you can have a holy marriage and a little bit of worldly in it. So it's really diving in and fine tuning those areas, but right. they have to be identified.
Right. So, excellent, honey.
Yeah. So that's all we have for this week. And we really appreciate you guys tuning in. Again, if you have not subscribed, do so now. Again, we have plenty of tool room here in the tool shed. Also go
follow
to,
also.
Yeah, follow also. Yes,
and give a good rating for us, you all, here on the podcast.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then you can also go to our jamesnance.coach, where we have a lot more information about us, the podcast, different programs that we have available.
And other services that we do offer, you all, for coaching services. We do one-on-one and group coaching. That's James, JamesNance.coach, CoACH. We'll see you there.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Subscribe to our podcast.
Have you heard your favorite topic yet?
If not, stick around. We might cover that next.
So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss it.
Proverbs 11:14 says, where no counsel is, the people fail. But in a multitude of counselors, there is safety.
Let us become one of your counsels in this life of marriage.
There are many voices talking from the world. From a life of singleness.
Don't let your legacy fall into the hands of unwise counsel.
How will you know? By the word of God.
Turn your marriage around and create the marriage God has for you.
Subscribe now to The Marriage Fix.